gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Foreigners Journals podcast. Today is the 25th of July, 2021. I honestly had hoped that I was going to be able to record podcast a bit more often, and somehow I just didn't come around to it because I was just really, really busy and somehow just wasn't able to. I know that's not a legitimate excuse, but somehow I just didn't manage to. So the situation in Germany is currently, I would say, pretty relaxed. I'm now fully vaccinated. I got the first jab and the second jab, like BioNTech, Pfizer vaccine. I had a bit of a reaction, but nothing much. Like, I basically was fine within like a day or two. Nothing. So I feel really good about that, but now I'm vaccinated, and I don't know, it just gives you a bit more freedom. The fitness studios are open again, so you can go and work out, which is really, really, that is something that was really, it was really kind of tough not to be able to work out. And it was, of course, I did lots of work and stuff, but I just missed being able to just go to a fitness studio and work out and stuff. But the really important thing is that schools managed to open and kids to actually take part in it. And then I just realized just how stressful the whole thing with homeschooling really was. It was really, it also for the kids, it wasn't just the parents kind of checking and making sure that everything's fine, but also for the kids, I think it was really tough. So that's really, really nice. One of our kids is vaccinated because she's over 12. The other one is just 11. So we'll wait and see how it goes, and maybe, get him also vaccinated soon. So the situation in Germany has been, for those of you who follow news, you probably have seen the whole thing with floods and so many people who lost their homes and stuff. And it was really tragic. And so the situation in some parts of Germany, the situation is really, really tough. But we were lucky that in the state I live in, that has not been the case. So in that sense, I feel really lucky that we were not affected in that sense. Having said that, this is not the purpose of this podcast today. Today I wanted to talk about something that people have often asked me about, but I've also observed it. And it's just something that I'd like to explore a bit. So the question is, why do right-wingers from Europe and in the United States like going to Africa? Now, for someone like me who grew up in Kenya, we always saw there are lots of white people in Kenya, often because Kenya is a British colony, there are often lots of people who are from Britain. But then eventually, at some point, there were also lots of Americans. So you often saw lots of white people. But the more you think about it, the more I thought about it, the more I realized that most of these people were hardcore right-wingers, The reason why I thought of talking about this is because of the current Querdenker, there's this controversy going on about, for those of you who know about QAnon, QAnon in German is called Querdenker. It's a group of people who don't believe that coronavirus is a thing. And they're also kind of anti-vaxxers, and they're right-wingers. They're people who kind of, they believe in everything right-wing, like they are basically often very, 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 like they are. It's not just that they're against vaccines and coronavirus and politics and stuff. It's also that they often are racist, they are often very, very hostile to minorities and that kind of thing. And I read an article just a few days ago. I read an article, but I also saw that there's a report on TV about one of the leading lights of this organization in Germany, Querdenker. He's called Bodo Schiffmann, and he's a doctor. And he had gone to Tanzania, and he was trying to encourage people to move to Tanzania, to like the followers to move to Tanzania. And I thought about it. I thought about the fact that people who clearly are contemptuous of Africans, are contemptuous of black people, why someone like that would choose to go to Africa, And I think part of the reason for this I think is that they think that Africa is a lawless place where they can have their way, they can do everything the way they feel like. I think that that is part of their biggest motivation. But I also think that they really do believe, like, it's a bit of a colonial mentality, you know, kind of believing that you can go to a place and take over because the natives are just not up to the task. I really think that that's part of the thinking behind it. You know, I was reminded about some time back, we wanted to fly to Kenya on holiday. And then we thought of booking a villa and having like going on holiday with some relatives, you know, like with my family and stuff, and just kind of holidaying together in Kenya. So in the Kenyan part of the coastal part of Kenya in Mombasa, they have really, really nice beaches. And that part of Kenya has lots of also foreigners, and there are lots of villas, they're really, really beautiful houses. So I saw a villa that was being advertised for holidaymakers, and I contacted this person and asked them if we could book his villa. And he said, yeah, right away. You know, he said, yeah. And I asked him, and I was writing to him in German, so he didn't realize that I was not German, like I'm not a white person, you know. So he was really kind of really happy and said, like, yeah, yeah, sure, you know, how many are you? And I told him, like, I told him that it's four of us, and we would like to have, if we could have like the whole villa, because we'd like to have some guests, you know, and say like, yeah, that's okay. He was completely fine with this. Until when I told him that the guests would be my relatives from Kenya, you know, like we'd have family and friends. We want to all kind of holiday together. And then he kind of now understood, like, I'm not a white person, and that my relatives would be black people. And he said, like, no. And I said, what do you mean, no? They're like, no, I don't lease out my place to black people. And I said, what? And then he said, yes. And I was so shocked, you know, because I just didn't expect that he was going to say, to be that blunt, you know, to just say that he's not leasing the place to black people, you know. Now, think about this situation, you know, this is a white person who lives in Kenya. He lives amongst Kenyans. His workers are probably Kenyans, black Kenyans, you know. And he is telling me that he's not leasing his property to black people. Imagine the absurdity of that statement, you know. I did report him to the booking platform where I was, like, where the whatever was. I kind of sent the message to the platform, you know, and just informed them, like, this is unacceptable, you know. So I don't know if they removed his posting and stuff or whatever they did, you know, but I was just really shocked, you know. And I think that this is something that lots of lots of Africans, Kenyans especially, would probably agree to, you know, that there are lots of white people who are very, very, in Africa, who are very, very racist towards Africa, you know. And this, yeah, this is surprising, you know, because I just think that if you have a choice, you know, if you have a choice to choose where to live or where to go to, there's no point of going to a place where you kind of despise the people, you know. I just don't understand how this adds up, you know. So the whole thing with that Kweadenka leader, that border shipman, kind of encouraging people to go to Tanzania, you know, I think the motivation or the thinking behind it is that these people are so ignorant, they're so stupid, we can come here and kind of take over it. I just think that's the thinking behind it. It's not the love for the country the love of Africa, you know, it's the thinking that Africa is a lawless place where you can literally get away with anything, you know, so yeah. So that's what I want to talk about this week. Thanks a lot for listening. If you have any questions, please send it to podcast@theforeignersjournal.com and I'll try to respond to it. Thanks for listening. And please take a minute to rate the podcast and to share it with your friends so that more people can get it. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.
Thank you very much for listening to the Foreigners Journal podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please give us a 5-star rating so more people can find the podcast more easily. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, then please use the email address podcast@theforeignersjournal.com. We hope you join us the next time.